And well, he was an integral part of our coverage of the North Bay wildfires, and now he's back doing the same thing down south. ABC News correspondent Alex Stone is here. Alex, welcome back.
Hey, Pat, good morning. Yeah, it feels like we're doing the same thing over again, that neighborhoods are gone here in Ventura, where I am right now, not quite to the extent of what we saw in the Coffee Park neighborhood.
Well, let's hope not.
Still a lot of homes that, a lot of homes that have been impacted, and they're still burning right now. That, in Santa Rosa, it moved through so quickly, and then it was relatively slow moving after that of a couple of homes here, a couple of homes there. But in this case, it's been going all night long, and still right now, the winds have not died down. We're dealing with 70, 80-mile-per-hour wind gusts.
Wow.
And, still, homes are burning as we speak, that it continues on. And as so many folks in Santa Rosa know, not a whole lot firefighters can do when the wind is that strong. They can't get out in front of it. That would be suicide for them. And getting up above it is very difficult right now with the winds that strong. They're trying to get air attack in. They're trying to get helicopters in. But it's been so windy that, one, it just makes it unsafe to fly. But, two, when they drop water or fire retardant, it just evaporates into the air. It's so dry here in Southern California right now. And we're right along the beach, and we're seeing 6, 7% humidity.
Wow.
And winds of 80 miles an hour, that at least gusts in some areas of 80, sustained winds of 40, 50 miles an hour, that whatever they drop, just poof, it disappears into the air. It gets caught up in the wind, doesn't drop where they wanted it to, and then it evaporates. So they're having a rough time trying to put this thing out.
Well, you know, of course, it's we don't want to see it. We don't want to hear about it. We don't want to talk about it. The images of the wildfires from Southern California, almost too much for us still at this stage of the game. And yet, of course, Alex, our empathy is bigger than ever.
Well, of course. And Santa Rosans know what the folks in Ventura and Santa Paula are going through. There's also a large and growing wildfire in the San Fernando Valley that has the 210 freeway shut down. That one has been growing through the day today. Just getting a note right now, there's a third brush fire now that has broken out in Santa Clarita, just down from the Grapevine when you're heading south on the 5. That,
oh, my gosh.
This, it's one after another. And we expect these Santa Ana winds to last all the way through potentially Thursday night, maybe even Friday.
Wow.
There's a long time left to go here. Imagine what Santa Rosa went through wind-wise with 80-mile-an-hour winds on the one night back in October, and then it calmed down considerably. This is now going to be from last night all the way potentially to Friday, nonstop these winds. This is going to be a very trying time between now and Friday morning for firefighters who are already exhausted. They're already... They've been up all night. They've been working on the Ventura fire, but this may only be the beginning of it.
Well, you may very well see some familiar trucks and some familiar personnel down there, as we just spoke to Cal Fire earlier this hour, Alex. And, of course, many of the folks from Cal Fire and from Sonoma, Marin, and Napa counties also sending equipment and sending personnel down there, just like everybody did for us. So look for some familiar faces down there.
And they would be welcome down here right now. They need all the help they can get, especially on the ground, and it'll be great. So far, we're seeing mainly right around the L.A. area because it's been such a short time since last night, but I would assume by tonight and tomorrow we'll start to see maybe Central California and then the Bay Area and then even points north of there, but can't wait. We need the help down here in Southern California. It'll be great to see Sonoma County agencies, see Santa Rosa Fire if they end up coming down, that it'll be nice to return the favor. I'm sure that they won't mind doing that.
Well, you know me, Alex. I hate to be cynical. However, maybe with this current situation in Southern California, maybe the state of California will get more attention when it comes to federal disaster aid. We can only hope in that regard. But I will say to you, too, since the fires, KSRO has gotten a lot of attention, and we have gotten a lot of accolades for our coverage of the fires. And you, of course, Alex, a big part of particularly the early days of our fire situation. So thanks from me, and thanks from the community at large, too.
Well, thank you to everybody up there. KSRO, it was what you guys did, and you were amazing during that time. You personally, Pat, and then KSRO in general, and from all the notes and whatnot that I've seen, that, and then thank you to everybody who sent them, that it means a lot, and everything that the KSRO did. You guys did amazing work, and I can tell you, Ventura County right now needs a KSRO. They need somebody to give them all the information that they need to make smart decisions on what to do, whether it be evacuating or where to bring horses and where to bring and where to shelter. But unfortunately, they don't have that outlet here of a local radio station in this community, and then the LA stations just don't cover it as hyper local. And so they need you guys down here right now, but we're doing our best to get out the information.
Well, you know, it is an interesting sidebar that a lot of other places in the country, like where you are right now, this kind of radio station, number one, doesn't exist, and number two, couldn't provide the service, really, because in larger markets, like in the L.A. area, they have to cover too much ground, and they can't, you know, concentrate on local regional areas like we were able to do. So that was one thing in our favor during the course of this. We hope there are a lot of things in favor of our neighbors to the south, because we know what it's like, and it is going to be a trying time, and no doubt, Alex, you're going to be spending the next few days on it, at least.
Yeah, we'll be here for a while, and to think this is December, and we are dealing with wildfires like this, it's pretty incredible.
Yes, it is, and given the long-range forecast, it looks like not much relief for us in the near sight anyway. Alex, thanks so much for being here, and thanks for being there, too. It makes us feel better somehow.
You got it. Thanks, Pat.
All right. That is Alex Stone from ABC News, stationed now in Southern California, where those explosive wildfires have made themselves known just as of last night. And as Alex said, the ongoing wind situation, the Santa Ana winds, the big problem down there. And we understand a little bit about that.